Good morning. Sorry we are short on the sheets today. So nice to have everyone. So we've been talking about Emunah, and there are so many aspects of Emunah. Today we're going to focus on one piece, one small section from a Ramban, Nachmanides. So this is, if you have it on the page, this is the conclusion of Rav Volvi's introduction to Emunah. And he says, you know, we should really study together this one small section of the Ramban. And it will bring us back to some of the basic questions that we face about why we exist in the first place. What are we trying to accomplish? We're all busy, we're doing, we're going. For what? What's the point of it? So let's take a step back before we open this Ramban, whose thesis is about how mitzvos actually relate to Emunah, and how mitzvos are an amazing opportunity that we have, which we'll get to in a minute. There is a tradition among the great tzaddikim that they mourn over what's called the Golus HaShechina, the exile of the Shechina. So what does that idea mean? How is it manifest? So you'll find sometimes if you go, let's say, late at night, you go to the Kotel, could be 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and you'll see there are people standing there, and they are davening special tefillos that are related to the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing and that there is a lack of God's presence in the world. That's this focus of what we call Golus HaShechina. The divine presence being in exile. Because there are two... I'm out of my depth right now. So I'll just say the words, and if we can understand them, maybe you'll understand them better than I do. There are two concepts that relate to Hashem that you'll find, let's say, before you do a mitzvah or in your siddur, you'll find sometimes there's a little hineni muchanu mezuman. I'm preparing to do this mitzvah, and it'll say, l'shem yichud, for the purpose of unifying, kud shabrichu, God himself, so to speak, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the sanctified one, I don't know how to translate that so well, and his Shechina. We have to bring them back together. What does that mean? What does it mean that there's Hashem, there's Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, and then there's the Shechina, the presence? Well, it's because, obviously, with Hashem, Hashem himself, the Or Ein Sof, that endless light, there is no division, there is no pirud, no separation. But when God constricted himself to make space for all of us, that introduced separation, a distinction between actual essential godliness and the perception of Hashem. Shechina represents the idea of Hashem's presence in the world, the apprehension of Hashem. So there is now, in the world that we live in, there is a disconnect. There is a distance. Most people don't see God. It's difficult to appreciate God in the world on a regular basis. So the Shechina, that is another way of saying that the Shechina of Hashem is in Golus. And that only gets worse as the Golus gets worse. If I'm not mistaken, In one of the small notes in Kol Dodi Dofeik, Rav Soloveitchik points out one of the terrible aspects of the Shoah, of the Holocaust, was the Chil Hashem. It's a terrible Chil Hashem. The fact that the Holocaust could exist is the biggest question. And it's caused so many people to run away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, to want to run away from Yiddishkeit, not just afterwards, but even at that time. The Piasetzer writes in some of his writings in Warsaw, he says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, what do you want from the Jewish people? You're not giving them a chance to serve God. And then afterwards, people say, obviously there's no God. Can't be. So that's the Golus HaShechina. That is the terrible tragedy of God being hidden in the world, and as the Golus gets worse and worse, and we're getting closer to the end every day, but as it becomes more acute, the word, for example, the word olam and the word ne'elam are the same word. So the world is the same thing as hidden. The more the world develops, the more technology develops, the more God becomes concealed. So in a certain sense, that's more Golus HaShechina. So what does it mean that when we step forward to perform a mitzvah, when we step up to the plate, some people say, Hineni Muchen Mezumen, it says in the Siddur, L'kayim mitzvah so-and-so. You know what people actually probably, even people who are not Hasidic, they say this before Sfiras HaOmer. That's a very popular time when people say there's a lengthy L'shem Yichud before people say Sfiras HaOmer. If you look for it in the Siddur, a lot of times it's in your Machzor or in your Siddur. So the Sfiras HaOmer will be found after Mariv. This is the section. L'shem Yichud, it's in Aramaic. And for the unification of Kud Shabrichu Ushchinte, and then you say B'tchilu Rechima, which means with awe and fear, L'yached, to bring together the name of Hashem. Because somehow that when we say this L'shem Yichud, because what we're saying is that when we perform a mitzvah, that mitzvah narrows the gap between God and God's presence, which is hidden. All of a sudden, that gap becomes a little bit smaller because by doing this mitzvah, we are bringing Hashem's presence into the world. That is bringing together the essence of Hashem and the presence, the perception of Hashem. That's reuniting it. What do we say every day? V'hoi Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz v'ayom ahu yiyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. What does it mean that Hashem is echad and His name is echad? Name is something that somebody calls you. They say, it's a way to relate to somebody. It's a way to connect to them. It's a way that you perceive them. You say, hey, doc. And then you draw their attention. You create a connection with them. It's not them. It's the way that you build a connection. So there is Hashem Echad and Shmo Echad. The way that we perceive Hashem, the name of God in this world, which right now, unfortunately, is a big bizyonis. It's a terrible bizyon. That God has to be so hidden. But there's going to be one day where it's all going to come back together. When we do a mitzvah, this L'shem Yichud is saying that when you do a mitzvah, you are reconnecting, you're mending that big break between the name of God and the presence of God. Because you're bringing the presence of God into the world. That's why there's an old story. You know, Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev was one of the great early Hasidic masters. So he was very well known to be an advocate of Jewish people. He was the advocate of Klal Yisrael before God. He was very outspoken. So every year on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, he would haggle with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, you gave us so many tzaras, so you should swap out our averus for our tzaras. We'll call it even. It'll be a good year. So one year he says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, "Look, you have to be honest. If it wasn't for us, you would be a Nebuch." So you'd be pathetic. Who cares about you in this world? Who talks about you? Who's interested in you? We are. We're the ones who are running around telling people that there is a God. So in that merit, do us a favor. Give us a good year. You know, overlook all of our affairs. It was one year's petition of Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. Because when we perform mitzvahs, when we build these connections with Hashem, we're fixing that break. We're bringing these two ideas together. This is a big yisod al pi Kabbalah, which I could say the words. What it really, really, really means, that I don't know. But that's what it means on maybe on the surface level for us. So with that in mind, we can appreciate what the Ramban is writing in this piece and how it affects the world of Emuna, why Revolvi brings it here. So this passage that you have in front of you, or that I'm going to read out, if you don't have it in front of you, don't worry. It comes from the last Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo. Now this Ramban has become extremely famous in certain circles, not because of this. This is actually what you have in front of you is not the most famous section. There's another part which is much more famous that has to do with the difference between nes, miracles, and teva, and nature. But that's not what he's... Oh, you're nodding. You know what I'm talking about. That's the famous part. Not the famous part today. We're going to do the non-famous part. The context here is about tefillin. The last mitzvah in Parshas Bo is the requirement to put on tefillin. Tefillin reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, like a zillion other mitzvos. And the Ramban is trying to figure out why. Why is it important to do so many mitzvos that remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So in this context about the mitzvah of tefillin that men put on their arm and on their head, which is a remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the Ramban is discussing how Yetzias Mitzrayim was the time, and now we're getting ready for Pesach, like it or not. Now is the time we start thinking about what did we learn in Egypt, what did we learn about the relationship that we have with Hashem through the whole exile. So the Ramban says, he says, let me tell you, there is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Ulefichach. You see where it is there? Lefichach? I'm on the bottom column. Bottom column. We have one more copy if anybody wants. Ulefichach Amru. They said in Pirkei Avos in the second parak. Hevi zoyer b'mitzvah kala kibachamura. We should be careful about a mitzvah kala as we are in a mitzvah chamura. We learned two things from that statement, by the way. One is that there are mitzvos kalos and mitzvos chamuros. There is a hierarchy in mitzvos. Not all mitzvos are the same. Why is that important? Because sometimes we have conflicting values. We have situations where we have to navigate competing priorities. So it's important to know which ones are mitzvos kalos, which are lighter, less serious, and which are mitzvos chamuros, which are more serious, because when we're going to navigate those, we have to calibrate them. So it's important, very important, first of all, to be educated. What are mitzvos kalos and what are mitzvos chamuros? When I was in YU, Rav Schechter always told us, he always told the boys, it's important for us to know what's a din d'rabbanan and what's a din d'oraisa, what's biblical, what's only rabbinic, what's a minig, and what's me'ikra din. Because he said, if you don't know, then you're going to treat them all the same. And that's going to be a problem when you have to navigate conflicting areas. It's also true, by the way, in a social context, we have to understand that somebody makes a mistake in an area that's a small infraction, you can't throw the book at him to the extent that if he violated an Isser Karis or an Isser Skila. That is a surefire way to drive somebody away from Yiddishkeit and any relationship, which is to have a disproportionate punishment. So you have to know, if it's only an Issa Drabbanan, nobody wants Gehenna Midrabbanan either. I'm not saying that you should go around violating all the Drabbanans. I'm saying you have to know what's a lenient mitzvah and what's a serious mitzvah. So for example, the Gemara has a rule. There's a mitzvah called V'chai Bahem, that you have to live. That's a mitzvah chamura. That's a very serious mitzvah. Ad kadei kach, that it pushes away almost every other mitzvah. There's a mitzvah called Peru Revu, trying to have children. So that, the Gemara says, that's a mitzvah rabbah. Pidyon Shvuyim. You have to know. You know, if you have a mitzvah, Pidyon Shvuyim, to rescue somebody today, thankfully it's not so common, but in the Middle Ages, all the time, they had pirates who were roaming the seas ransoming Jews. It was very common. So the Gemara says, that's a mitzvah rabbah. So you got to know what's an important mitzvah, what's not. And those are besogrim. That's one kalal, the Mishnah says. And at the same time, in the same breath, you know what the Mishnah says? You have to treat every mitzvah the same. Yes, there are more serious mitzvahs, less grave, less serious averus, more light averus, whatever it is, you know, there's... But at the same time, when you treat them, you have to treat them the same. When you relate to them, you have to relate to them with the same amount of respect, and you have to treat them with the same amount of love. Doesn't matter. It could be a very significant mitzvah. It could be a tiny mitzvah. Because sometimes those tiny mitzvahs, because we say, Ekev tishmu'un, v'haya ekev. It's just the things that you step on with the sole. Ekev is the sole of your foot. So it's not such an important mitzvah. So I'm not going to treat it with so much, you know, attention. No. The mitzvah is you have to treat it with the same amount of intention, of attention, that you do to a serious mitzvah. Shekulon Chamudos v'chavivos ma'od. They are all very beloved. The question is, why? Why are you telling me that you're treating all the mitzvahs the same if they are different in their character? So he says, I'll tell you why. Shebekol shah, that in every moment, Adam mode behen leilokav. Any mitzvah that you perform, within that mitzvah is a mitzvah of emunah. It's the acknowledgement that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. So every mitzvah is a dual kiyum, a double fulfillment. There is the fulfillment of this particular mitzvah. Let's say that it's the mitzvah of Shabbos candles. So you get the mitzvah for the Shabbos candles, but then you also get the mitzvah, the whole experience of acknowledging God. Sometimes we don't see it that way, but it's certainly true. Mitzvahs have different elements of them. Sometimes when you perform a mitzvah with a lot of hislavas, with a lot of enthusiasm, you have a mitzvah of avas Hashem, right? Because the enthusiasm is reflecting a love for Hashem. You see somebody, it's probably around 6:30 in the morning. See somebody, you're walking through Terminal 1 to your very nice United flight. B20s, your gate all the way on the right side in the corner. And you see somebody, and they're standing there in a shawl with black straps and boxes, and they're muttering next to the recycling bin. So that's two kiyums. That's double fulfillment. That's a kiyum of tefillah, of davening, but it's also fulfillment of acknowledging, of believing in God. In a world of Golas Hashchina, where if you took a survey, a lot of people in the terminal, maybe they wouldn't believe in God, or maybe they would. But this is an opportunity when we perform even a small mitzvah. Every tiny mitzvah is an opportunity to bring godliness into the world and to mend that fracture. And now, says the Ramban, this is the key line. V'kavonas kol ha-mitzvos, and the intent of all the mitzvahs that we do, shenamin v'elokeinu, that we should believe, have emunah in our God, v'noda ilav shehu bra'anu, and thank Him that He created us, v'hi kavonas ha-yitzira. That's the reason we were created in the first place. We were created to be able to bridge the gap. Hashem Yisbarach, before the world was, what do we say in Adon Olam or Yigdal? It was Echad. I forget the phrase. Levado Echad, what is the phrase? I'm forgetting the phrase at the moment. It's escaping me. Something like that, but I'm trying to remember which exact phrase. Before, that's right. Rishon v'ein reishis rishu. So at that time, God was only one, and there was nothing else. It was only or ein sof. So there was no absence of God. The Ribbono Shel Olam was kulo everything, or ein sof. Then he does an experiment where he says, I'm going to recede from this particular area, this little space, we're going to call it the universe. And I'm going to give you guys a chance to bring godliness out into the world. That's why, according to the tradition, Gehenna was created on Monday. Because Gehenna is just the idea that there's something outside of Hashem. How could it be there's something outside of Hashem? Because when God vacuumed out His presence from the world and gave it to us, so that was the original Golas Hashchina. That was the original perception that there is this place without God. And we know there is no such thing. Ein od movado. But the perception is that God is not here. It's the Golas Hashchina. It's that we don't see God. So why did God do this? Because He says our job is to fill this empty space with godliness, is to bring Hashem into the world. So every time we do a mitzvah, we are demonstrating that there is a God. We're communicating to ourselves and to other people that there was a God who created us. That's the underlying fulfillment of every mitzvah. That we're reconnecting with God. We don't often think about that. But that's what we're doing right now. We're learning Hashem's Torah, and by learning His Torah, that says that there is a God who created us, gave us a mission in life to bring godliness into the world, and bring back that loving feeling of being connected close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is carpool from high school, what can I tell you? Bring back that connection before it was broken apart. And there has been a seesaw. When the Ribbono Shel Olam had a mikdash, when he had a mishkan, so then the Ribbono Shel Olam was there. So all of a sudden there wasn't a Golus HaShechinah. The world manifested that there was a God. But then you take away the Beis HaMikdash, the Ribbono Shel Olam flies back, kiviyachol, the presence is gone. So we're left with a break between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechinah. So every time we do a mitzvah, we're bringing that a little bit closer, and that goes back to the whole purpose why we're created. God created us to fill a world that was vacuous with godliness. That's what every mitzvah accomplishes. Says the Ramban, Vi kavanas hayitzira, that is the purpose of our creation. She'ein lanu atam acher v'yitzira harishona. There is no other reason in the reason why we were created in the first place. God only created the world so that ve'ein kel elyon chavitz betachtonim milvad sheyeda adam v'yoda lelokav shebra'o. Just that we should know that God is there and that we should thank Him. That is the way of bringing godliness into the world. That's all we have to do. The problem is that if you don't have a good formula to do that, how are you going to do it? So God did us a favor. He said, let me give you a bunch of mitzvos, and you're going to use those mitzvos. And every time you do one of those mitzvos, you're bringing God into the world. You're fixing that chil Hashem that created when God created the world. Right? Think about it for a second. The creation of the world was actually the biggest chil of Hashem. Because the word chilul Hashem means the absence. Chalal means a vacuum, an empty space. When God created the world, He made a chil Hashem. He created a vacuum that there's no godliness. So guess what He wants? He wants us to create a Kiddush Hashem. That's our tachlis, says the Ramban. Whenever we say thank you, God, for this, and that's the big challenge that we face, because as the world gets crazier and crazier, the ability to perceive Hashem and the challenge of bringing Hashem becomes more complicated every day. More and more complicated. But that's our goal. And therefore, he says, that's the reason we go to shul to daven. V'kavonas romimus hakol betfilos v'kavonas bate knesios. Why do we go to shul? Why do we go to shul to daven and raise up our voices to Hashem so that we can tell other people about it? So that we should share the experience and raise God's name even higher, because it's not the same thing when you do a mitzvah in the privacy of your home rather when you share it with somebody else. When two people bench together, they're signaling to each other that there's a God. When I bench at home, so that's good. The Gemara says when you learn Torah, even if you learn just as a solitary individual, you listen to one shir on your phone in the car, you listen to one shir, the revulsion, the presence of God is with you. But it's at a different level when you learn with somebody else. And then when you have a whole shir of people, you have all people learning together, it's more and more, it's magnifying the impact of bringing God into the world. So he says that's why we have a shul in the first place. And shuls didn't always exist in the current format. Before, in the second Beis HaMikdash, before we had the dispersion, well, we had that in the first, but in the second Beis HaMikdash, with the proliferation of shuls and synagogues and chutzlars and other places, we had one gigantic shul. What was that? The Beis HaMikdash. Everybody comes there, and that's where everybody, on Yom Kippur, everybody says Baruch Shem, the name of God, right? The whole existence is around this nekuda of what Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Radichev said, is that we do the Ribbono Shel Olam, we do God a big favor. We do Him a big favor. And the truth is, says the Ramban, that's why we were created. That's the whole reason for our creation. The reason we were created is to demonstrate that there is a God. And isn't that the bottom line of what Emunah is? Emunah is so many things, so many different parts of our lives. There's so many ways to define Emunah and to apply Emunah. But the Ramban is saying at the end of the day, the main goal of our life and of our existence is to say that there is a God, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to create closeness to God in our world. That's what we're supposed to do every day. That's why we were created. That is emunah. So maybe this is the explanation of that Gemara in the end of Maseches Makos, because the Gemara says there is a tradition. There were 613 mitzvos that were given. That's the Gemara's assumption. It doesn't appear anywhere in the Chumash that there are only 613, and the truth is there are a lot more than 613. But the Gemara says there are 613, and then the Gemara says, well, it's pretty hard to keep track of all 613. Could we truncate it, maybe? What if we gave you, like, cliff notes, shorthand? So the Gemara says, fine, so we can cut it down to 11 and further, until the Gemara cuts it down to one. One pasuk in Chavakuk. Not the most popular book in Tanakh, but all right, it's a good thing that the sages learned all of Tanakh, because they found this pasuk, and it says, everything boils down to this. V'tzadik be'emunaso yichya. That's what the Gemara says. Bo Chavakuk, Chavakuk came along, ve'emidon alachas. And he said, it's all one principle. Everything in the Torah, our entire Jewish lives, our spiritual journeys, can all be boiled down to this one pasuk. Tzadik be'emunaso yichya. That's what the Gemara says. That's the conclusion of all 613, comes down to that one. In light of this Ramban, we understand. Because at the end of the day, our job in the way that we conduct ourselves in all aspects of our mitzvos, bein adam lachaveiro, between people, bein adam lamakom, with God, they should all be reflecting the original intent, which was close the gap between kodesh baruch hu, God, and the presence of God, which is hidden. When we act in this way, where we close that gap, where we express the presence of God, where we acknowledge the presence of God, where we reinforce that reality to ourselves and to others, that's the tachlis hayetzira. That's the purpose we were created. That's tzadik be'emunaso yichya. We're living in a world with God. And you know what that means? That God's living in our world, and that's the goal. The goal is, can we create a space where God can live in our world? Where it's the yom ahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmo echad, where we don't have that bifurcation. That is the way that Rav Volbe concludes this introduction to emunah. That at the end of the day, he says, with that, what's the next paragraph? It's just the one line. He says, so without emunah, we don't have anything. The Ramban says the whole purpose of doing mitzvos is to nurture the awareness of God. Well, if we don't have an awareness of God, if we don't have a connection with God, a feeling about God, a discussion about God, a belief in God, then what are the mitzvos? They're just shells. That's still valuable. Sometimes we're in a bad place, we need to do the mitzvahs anyway. But the core of the mitzvah, the purpose of the mitzvah, is to bring out the godliness. That is emunah. So without emunah, we really can't have a meaningful Jewish life. The purpose of our Jewish lives, says the Ramban, is to bring out the godliness within us and within the world. That is hidden. It's the hidden godliness. It's the Shekhinah. And when we do mitzvos, we're not just doing the mitzvah, but kivyachol, we're doing the Rebbe Shalom a favor. We're doing ourselves a favor of fulfilling our mission of bringing godliness into the world. That's the double key of every mitzvah, which is the expression of emunah. I hope you have a great week. Thank you for coming.